And welcome back to Juno Afternoon, which is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And our first guest today on this snowy, snowy day is Casey Bain from the UAS School of Career Education. He's going to tell us about spring class opportunities. Casey, thanks so much for coming in again and letting us know what's happening at the Career Center.
So
there's a one thing we were just talking about. Classes start on Monday, but there's still time.
There is still time. There's plenty of time. The registrar's office is open till 5 today. They'll reopen it Monday at 8. And, you know, there's plenty of space still available for those who want to get in. It's pretty critical that you do it now. So if you're interested in getting in a couple classes, we have some space open.
All right. So let's go through what's open, especially like there's four categories you specifically wanted to kind of look at and concentrate on today. So the first is construction.
Right.
So what's happening in construction?
Well, we
stuff?
Have a woodworking class. It's called Woodworking 1 CTS 100. It starts on Monday. So again, you need to move fast. But, you know, students will learn the basics of joining wood. They're going to learn about the equipment used in woodworking, and they're going to have to learn design projects. We also have basic construction technology. This is CT 120. It starts on Tuesday. And this is just going to give students a basic construction. We also have some classes that start a little later in the semester. There's still plenty of time to register for these. We have residential wiring, starts on February 19th, and intro to drywall. This is going to teach you how to hang in mud drywall.
I like that, to drywall. Do they tell you teach you how to walk on the stilts?
Yeah. You'll get on the stilts and you'll get mud. That starts on April 2nd, plenty of time. And we also have health science classes that, you know, very popular here in Juneau. This is UAS is the only place in Juneau where you can get a medical assisting, you know, pathway to a career underway.
Mm-hmm.
We have an intro to health science course, which starts on Monday, a CNA training program, HS-105. That starts later in the month, January 29th. This is really popular. You can become a healthcare assistant right here in Juneau. We also have an EMT course, EMT-1, HS-119. This starts on Tuesday, and this is going to get you past the state's EMS requirements of at least 120 contact hours. So folks interested in going to healthcare, UAS School of Career Education is a great place to get your start.
That's something I wasn't aware of, that UAS – I've had so many friends who, when they do nursing, they say, okay, I got into UAA and I'm going to do nursing school because they have a great program at UAA. But that you can do a lot of the health services classes, start them here. Are they usually typically the more basic classes?
That is correct.
Yeah.
But you can get all of that pre-nursing stuff done right here in Juneau.
Oh, that's cool.
So great opportunity for young folks, and we urge them to sign up.
Yeah, and an amazing career path to get into. Yeah. And then, of course, right here in Juneau, a long heritage of mining. Is there some mining stuff?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Our introduction, while the scholarship period has closed, we have just a few spaces left in our Introduction to Mining Occupations course. This course is sponsored by Hecla Greens Creek Mining Company. It's ran for past 8 or 9 years, I believe. Very popular course. And this is geared towards high school seniors, high school juniors, folks just trying to test the waters of the mining industry. And as we are a mining town, I think it's suited that, you know, we're located there at the Center for Mine Training.
Is it pretty hands-on?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We have a simulator and everything that students get to learn how to drive. You know, it's a lot cheaper to break a simulator,
right?
Than a
especially when not at depth.
That's
either.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And then you have a pretty interesting one that is called VTech. What's that all about?
Okay, this is a brand new course offering. You're going to have to bear with me if I kind of chop it up. It's called Industrial Control Systems, VTech SO21. This starts Monday, and it's a brand new offering at UAS that's going to help those interested in pursuing a career within the cybersecurity realm find their path.
Mm-hmm.
And prepare them for the Department of Defense certification exams that they will need to pass. This is all about controlling large industrial control systems that may be susceptible to cyber attack by foreign actors.
Wow.
And the Department of Defense is funding numerous, you know, programs of this nature, and we got one right here in Juneau. So if you're interested in cybersecurity, we got space.
Wow, that's a really fascinating thing. Is that pretty new, or has that been happening for a while, or is it brand new?
Brand new.
Oh, okay, so
brand
this is first time out.
And anyone interested in an IT career is urged to apply. This isn't just for advanced learners, somebody right out of high school, somebody in their 30s, somebody in their 40s. Anyone interested in IT, computers, network security, this might be for them.
Wow, that's really interesting.
And And we offer, you know, way more than this. A lot of the classes, you know, understandably may be full at this point, but I urge you to go online and look at the full catalog of courses, not just at the School of Career Education, but over at Main Campus too in Auk Bay. UAS is your university. I think we're a great university. I moved here in 2015 from Los Angeles to attend this university, and frankly, I only want to see it grow.
Yeah. So, and you were mentioning too that even if maybe a class is full, is there maybe a little bit of a something you can try?
There's a little trick there. You know, even if the class is full, I'm going to urge all of you, just show up on the first day of class. Go online, find out where the classroom is, who the teacher is. Show up on the first day and let the instructor know that you desire to take this course. 9 times out of 10, it may work out for you.
Well, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
You know, really, because I'm sure people, especially in such an online world these days, you go online, if it just says full, your immediate reaction is go, well, it's full, right. Nothing to do. But I do think that's a great tip just to go ahead and make personal contact. And, you know, even if you can't get in this time, maybe you get a window into getting it next time.
Happen.
Yeah, right. And so, like we were saying, it's all online. So what's the where do people go to?
Excellent.
Yeah.
We want you to go online, apply at uas.alaska.edu/apply. It's a real quick process. It's a brand new page that I think we're really proud of. So if you have any hiccups, let us know. But go there to apply. You can also just reach out. We have advisors on staff full time. You can contact me or my partner David at 796-6128, Monday through Friday, 8-5. Leave us a message if we're not there. We are here to help.
What sort of folks are you seeing at the School for Career Education? I mean, does it run the gamut?
It runs the gamut. We have everyone from high school students. You know, we host the JDHS automotive program, so we have high school students in the day. We have adult learners who are just auditing, learning how to maintain their properties. And we have students, male and female, learning to become mechanics, CNAs, nurses, miners, construction workers,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, Juno.
Yeah.
Are the student at Career Ed.
Yeah, right. It runs the gamut. And there's so many – it's a great resource to have. And especially, this is a relatively small town to have this great resource.
Yes.
Where do most of the classes take place?
So most of the classes are right across the street from JDHS at the School of Career Education, the Technical Education Center. I'm sure many of you passed the bridge by JDHS. Well, we're just on the right side of it.
Can people expect field trips and things like that as part of a lot of these classes or getting out in the field, that kind of thing?
Well, I work within the Center for Mine Training, and I help coordinate that introduction to mining class. And yes, we take our students out to both Greens Creek and Kensington for a real live look at what a mine's like.
Oh, wow.
And it's the highlight of the class.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, so you really get to see what's happening, you know, for real.
For real.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It.
And same with, I'm guessing, same with construction classes, things like that.
The construction program has a house build that they do out, I think, on Jackie Street.
Okay.
And they go out there and they actually build houses. And I think I don't work within the construction department, so I don't want to missay anything here. But they do great work in the community. And the construction department, the house build program is great.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
What can I say?
Yeah, it's sort of like almost like a Habitat for Humanity sort of similar.
Sort
like
of,
they're building
yes.
And then maybe there's a discounted sort of rate for maybe people in need, that sort
of
thing.
I believe that's
here.
Yeah, I wish David was here.
That's what I've heard before. But anyway, like you say, we don't know for sure. So I don't know for sure. But yeah, very cool. You're actually out there building a house.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's
that is
cool.
What they're doing.
That's what they're up to. All right. So just one more time, uas.alaska.edu/apply. That is the place to go to look at all these courses. Again, even if it looks like maybe the course is full, one great tip is just to look at where the course is going to meet and what day and go show up and see if you can do something there. But otherwise, there's several classes left in construction, a handful of classes left in health science, and a few in mining, and also this new field of VTEC, industrial control systems.
Thank you.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Casey, thanks so much for coming in. Casey Bain from the Center for Mine Training, the coordinator there at the UAS School of Career Education. Thanks for coming in,
letting us know
what's happening.
Drive
Good
safe.
Luck Monday with the new semester, all the
Thank
new
you.
Students coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, Andy.
It's
going to
be
a whirlwind, but here we go.
Here we go. All right. Thanks.